So my experience the other morning when I woke up was that I wasn't here or anywhere. I was just this energy field. Not even a field. It was just, and energy seems like it has a form, but it was just molecules. That's what it was. And you've talked about molecules and how everything's made up of molecules. So I just felt like I was all these tiny, tiny molecules like the air. There was no form of me whatsoever. There was no relationship to anything. That's just how it felt, that I was all that. And I just lay in that with no sense of anything. And then it just occurred to me. And then when I bring in a thought, all those molecules come together and they form into whatever that thought is. And apart from that thought, there is nothing that's there that's formed. And then so I just lay in that and felt that as a reality. And then a bird chirped. And I felt the bird's chirp go through the molecules like in a wave and disrupt, but gently, through all the space. And then another noise came through, and then that had a different wave and a different way that it interrupted the molecules. But because it wasn't a thought, it didn't form anything, it just moved through it. And then I could get the sense that if somebody talked to me or had an energy that would like blast those molecules apart, if it was a sharp, short, dense energy, and then it would just keep going, but it would explode them apart and then they would just all fall back together again. But it wasn't until I made a thought with my mind that I actually formed back into this body, or formed something, or created even something from that thought.
That's the clearest description I've heard of somebody who's still in a body of the unformed. And that's what I sense. I can't say I experience it, because it's not an experience. I can't describe exactly what it is. So to me, the way I try to describe it is the unformed. And that means we use the word molecules, but whatever it is, somebody used the word lifetrons, which I quite like, instead of neutrons or positive, lifetrons. So everything is the unformed. And then certain frequencies, vibrations, desires, thoughts, bring these lifetrons into form. When you said the bird disrupted, the way I see it is it reforms it, because disruption is really a negative term, rather than it changes or it produces or and so on. So with the mind, when the mind comes in, it is a form of, well, it is a form, it is a form. And so just that form, that desire, produces these lifetrons into a certain state that becomes less expanded, more formed, more contracted, and brings it into a certain condensed state. And if we keep doing that and doing that and doing that, here we are. We are a desire to be here in this. And my feeling is when everything's finished, there is no desire of anything in any way whatsoever. That's what ascension is. That it goes back into the life trons, unformed. One of the gurus that died, they put him in a coffin, and when they dug him up 40 or 50 years later, he was still exactly the same. He hadn't decomposed. And my explanation for that was his life, the state of his life trons was so pure They didn't need to disintegrate. They were so pure. And I reckon there was some desire for him to stay there to radiate a healing energy or a holding energy. But what you just described is wonderful. And that's the way I experience the thing that doesn't have a name. The source is these life trons, these molecules unformed. Both my brother and I see them in the air. We can see them. We have to look at the ground to see whether it's raining or not, because to us it's always raining. But it rains.
That's what they look like.
That's right, yeah. But eventually you'll start seeing them inside as well, where it can't rain. You'll see that the air is not empty. And so this is the way my mind handles this phenomenon, which, of course, as soon as the mind handles it, it reduces it. But it is that it is the unformed, and everything creates form by its intention, desire, thought. It creates these. I think Claire got in touch with it a little bit when she was down in the cottage just sitting there. Eventually, you start to become aware of this, these life trons, these molecules, these. As soon as you use a word, energy, it's not energy, it's not anything. There isn't a word for it. There isn't this phenomenon, this unformed phenomenon. When you become aware of it, you start to be aware that it's always there. That is the basis of life. And like you were saying, somebody speaks loudly. It's like all these molecules go, and they join up into something and then come blasting out. And then, but if you're just empty, then you're aware of it all the time.
That's what I meant. It just seemed to go straight through the molecules, but some of it just blew them apart as it went through.
Yeah.
And then the birds were more like a wave.
Yeah.
The more behavior one has, the more resistance, the more mind, the denser they are.
Good.
Yeah.
As we were talking about the other day, most people are their behavior, which means they're not conscious of what they do, they say, they think. They're not conscious. Their automatic part of the brain is producing their story, and it's actually producing everything. It's producing the table, it's producing the trees. That is producing it. And again, this is what science is coming to now. The brain actually does very little work moment to moment. The eyes pick up something and the brain goes into its data bank to produce what you think is a tree. And so people's automatic behavior is producing a state of unawareness, of being less connected to the source. So the more awareness, the more presence, the more here, the more emptiness, the more choicelessness, being unconditional, just being here now with what is, then there's this sense of this phenomenon of the life trons, it's of the source. And then it's always there. And then somebody says something and a response comes from the source into the being, and a response comes. But when it comes in that way, it's alive and it's present, because in a way the person isn't saying it, but not in an unconscious way. They're not saying it because it's saying itself. It is a response. It's just using the person. The universe is answering the person. opposite through the person because they're empty. They don't have a position. They're not trying to sell anything, do anything, convince the other person. They're empty. And so being in this emptiness and awareness, they're in touch with everything. And when I say everything, I'm not just talking about the universe as we know it. It's way, way bigger than that. And so the person says something in the emptiness, and then something comes through as a response, and it's live, and it goes in deep and touches deeply if the person is available for it.
Yeah, I would get a sense, Paul, when you were sharing that, that if you're empty and you are just these lifetrons, as I experienced, and there's still no thought in response to the person, you're just allowing and waiting for something to come, that it's the lifetrons themselves, this universal intelligence that's out there, like you said, is more bigger, amazing than what we would, our minds would think, that it's the lifetrons that speak through that person who is full of those lifetrons, because it doesn't have a form. It doesn't want to create a form because it doesn't create a position or a place, and it's not holding on to anything, so it allows it just to come through purely from wherever it's from. Yeah.
So it's an emptiness that's not empty.
Perfect. Super full.
Sometimes when you're, again, all the words don't fit, but deeply into this unformedness, floating, bathing, residing in the state of unformed. Of course, there's a form in one way, because there has to be a form to know there's no form. And that's what Patanjali in the East calls, I don't know whether he calls it the sixth or the seventh state, that you know everything is unformed, but there's still somebody to know everything's unformed. But then the next stage is there's nobody to know. Gate, gate, paragate, gone, gone, gone forever, melted into the unformed. If sometime you're floating in this state, just floating there, just there, and you look at something alive and natural, like a tree, you're just gazing, you're not looking at all, you're just gazing at it in a sort of empty way, there becomes an awareness of that, first of all, the air is, shall we say, shimmering with these lifetrons, and then you start to see that the tree is shimmering as well. And then sometimes it becomes almost transparent, and then sometimes almost disappears. And so in some way the tree must have a desire to be a form, or we have a desire for it to have a form, but whichever way it is, there's a desire. But in that emptiness, sometimes if you're looking, you can start to see the frequency, the vibration, the shimmering of the lifetrons that are only just making form. They're only just there. And then I presume that's when the seer and the seer are one, that when the tree is only just making its form, I assume, but I don't know that, that that means the seer is only just making form as well. Mm-hmm. And so there's a resonance in the frequencies with the seer, the air, and the seen. And then there's a oneness to that. And then I realize, that's right, it really is all one. That's right. Everything is one. The separation is what we make.
Mm.
In any form, we make it. And
by
that's,
the desire and the thought.
But that's not a bad thing. That's what we're doing in this dimension. That's what we've decided to do, and that's what we're doing. The thing is, we've forgotten that that's what we came to do. So when most people are not conscious that we're playing this game, and so we don't have to take it so seriously, because it is a game. Life and death is an attitude, is an idea. It's a form that we create, and it's not intrinsic in itself. And then in day-to-day life, as I was saying, it's just floating on the edge, just on the edge, just on the edge. And then nothing is taken really seriously.
Well, for most people who have not have that experience that you both have, whatever we want to call it, that waking up experience where you are in touch with these frequencies and the unformed, it's just really hard to connect because we just have to take it as a concept. And I say, oh, this sounds very nice, but I actually haven't had that experience. So it's all a bit abstract, it's all a bit theory, and I'm not saying you haven't had that experience, but on the other side where I live, it all looks very different. And yet, as you were talking, I just got a bit of a sense that, oh yeah, not just a theory, but a sense of the more you resist, the more you want or don't want, the denser your dimension is. So that was just a sense I was getting, even though I don't know the place where you live, but that I want and I don't want. It's the same. And the denser it gets, the more resistance, the more reluctance, the denser.
It is true that desire, wanting or not wanting, condenses the energy, contracts the energy. And then if you could imagine, when we're talking in terms of lifetrons floating in the air, the more they're contracted, the less they can float, the more they get fixed and stuck. But while you were talking, I was thinking, Diane's really blown your trip, hasn't she? Because you said nobody's ever gone beyond their behavior. And not only that, Diane hasn't been to our groups. She hasn't heard all that stuff, and she's saying exactly the same thing in her way, which is the same thing that John Wren Lewis said, and the unformed. And that's what I see from where I'm seeing at the moment is, I was going to say the ultimate, but there's no such thing as the ultimate, the closest way of describing the source. What is. And so here we've got it described in almost the same way, really. And so there's no excuse for any of you listening to this. There's no excuse. It's there. It's available for all of you. And the thing is, if you've got something else as your priority, whatever it is, if that's your priority, going to make it much less likely that you're going to have this sensation, which we'll call an experience, unless you suddenly find yourself with a car accident or a life-threatening disease or something. Often that wakes people up, but it's rather a gross way of doing it. You don't have to do it that way. You need just to start to shift your orientation and start saying, it's possible what these people are saying, and the sages and so many people have said, that is the way it really is, and I'm going to open myself up for having that experience, for being that available. And as we keep saying over and over, the only way that can happen for you is that you become unconditional, because what you're needing in order to have this experience, this realization, is being presented to you every moment, every single moment. Whatever the moment is, that's the experience you need for you to start to have this unexperiential experience, this floating in this state. So there is no excuse. It's there for you. It's there for everybody. Easier for some, not so easy for others. And it's there for everybody. And usually you've got to sit. You've got to sit some time each day. Best time I find is early in the morning and late at night, is just to sit. Yes, you drop off to sleep because you're tired, but you go a bit empty at that time. The mind's not quite so busy because you're tired. And then start to look for it in each moment. The person's chattering away, chuntering away to you, and, is there something else? Because there is. There's something else. There's this phenomenon of which we're all a part. And when I say a part, I don't mean a part as in distance. I mean we're a part of it. And what happened is these life trunks that are free and floating and unformed come together, brought together by our desires. And the more unconscious we are, the more the tighter they're brought together. And that's our unhappiness. The looser, the not knowing, not having to know, not trying to go anywhere, or not go anywhere, just floating, 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 the more wonderful you'll feel. And that's the main thing. You feel jolly good.